Good afternoon, Etel. Etel, good afternoon, Etel. Okay. Yep. Okay, that's the network provider. Yeah, that's correct. Yep. We're an ISP provider. Yeah, we provide the internet over their network. No, don't say that. Please don't say that. Come on. Now, we get a lot of people that don't know how to use the internet, not just yourself. But that's what we're here for, just to help you and get you going. That's not a problem. It's new development, yeah. That's a new development charge, yeah. No, you got to notify us first, because it's no good you paying the NDNA if you haven't got a service active. So you activate the service, but the NDA charges, if it's applicable, that gets charged to you by the network provider, not us. Okay, that's fair enough. If you've done that, you've got that recorded, that's fine. It's paid for. The thing is, we don't know at this stage. Yeah, so let's say, okay, let me just open up the site here. Where are we? Super Networks, you're at. Okay. So we're opening up the network site. Now, just out of curiosity, how many people will be using the internet? Just yourself? Okay, so you just no, that's all right. So you just need a basic service or a basic plan that works at $69.95. Do you have your own router that you need to connect to the NDA box? Yeah, she works from Monday to Fridays, those ones, yeah. Moraine. Yeah. Yeah. Correct, yeah. That pension discount, that's on the NBN network. This is a private network. The NBN is a government network. So we get a lot of pensioners that'll sign up and they'll get the NBN. Then they get a landline, a VoIP landline. So if they want to receive calls and make calls, yeah, the typical old phone landline. Yeah, so we get all that. And then then they get the discount on top of that. But that's only applicable on the, unfortunately, on the NBN network. Yep. If you go on, see, there's no at this moment with Super Networks, and it won't happen until the beginning of next year. Sometimes we get some promotions on. So what we do is, if people don't want a contract, they pay what they call a $45 connection fee for a non-contract. If you go on a 12-month contract, they still pay $45 connection fee, but you get what they call an IP transit cyber protection on it. So you get a IP protection on it, which it costs more money, but you don't see it, you don't get charged for it. And then if you go on a 24-month contract, you don't get charged anything, and we send you what they call a holiday accommodation voucher, which is valued up to about $2,000. Yeah, well, these are the options: no contract, 12 months contract, or 24 month contract. So if you want a non-contract, that means you can change any time you want. We just put you on the non-contract, which is $45 connection fee. We don't charge you for it, even though we get charged. It's a once-off payment. We get charged by Super Networks, and then we charge you guys. Yeah. No, they don't notify. It doesn't work that way. All right. I'm telling you how it works now. Normally, what you should have done is put the order through us first. So we put the order through. Once we go to the activation site, it'll tell us whether you pay for that connection fee or not. Because sometimes Super Networks, they waive it, but we don't know that. We don't know that until we put the order through, if that makes any sense. Nah, you normally got to put the order through first. You got to put the order through first. Once we put the order through and it's accepted, which it will be accepted, then it'll tell us whether you need to pay that $300 or not. So anyway, if you have overpaid it, it'll show us. They'll just have to refund the money back to you, and that's it. Put it this way: what do you buy first, the car or the petrol? Now it stops. Will you stop saying that? I'm going to send my grandmother to come and fix you up. It's just the way it works. So how it works, you normally buy the car first, then you put the petrol in it, right? Well, this is the same thing. You got to put the order through first, and then by putting the order through first, then we see if you've got to pay the NDC charge or not. Does that make sense? All right. Yeah, go. What the builders? Oh, well, the developers and the builders are same, pretty much the same thing. What's the Let me just check something before we go any further. What's the unit number? Oh, sorry, what's the street number? The street number. 237 to 245 Ocean Street View Road, right? Yeah, Ocean View Road. All right, and what's the unit number? 302. Okay, so this has never been activated before, so it's going to tell me you will have a next. Yep, you will have an NDC charge. All right, so now that you've already paid for it, they should acknowledge that and not charge you for it again. Dom, DOM. Yep, Wayne. Yeah, well, that happens. Look, these so there's probably how many stories are there? Five, six, seven levels, or just four levels? So you got yeah, there's probably quite a lot of units there. And are you in the ACT or Queensland? Whereabouts are you? New South Wales. Okay. So yeah, sometimes you'll get some of those units that they might have a unit there. Sometimes they'll have units there for a few years without it being bought. But unfortunately, if it's never been activated before, it's a once-off activation fee. And that pays for the NTD box, which is a network terminal device that's already been installed in your house. Yeah. So what you need now is just to put the order through. We'll send what's the date today? Saturday. Won't be sent out until Sunday. Then you can sorry, till Monday. So you can select whether you want a free. So we send it out for free, but it takes up to about 3 or 4 days for it to arrive. Or you can pay $20 for express charge, whatever it is, and you get it the day after. So we send it out Monday, you'll get it Tuesday. The router. So the sooner you get the router, the sooner you can connect the internet. So once you receive the router, you just got to connect it to the NTD box. I'm not sure if it's a black one or a white one. If it's a black one, you'll need it. There's four Ethernet blocks on it. You get the Ethernet one. Oh, mate, it is. Come on. Don't underestimate yourself, please. It's very easy. You just open up the box. There's a cable there. We'll tell you where to connect to the cable. Once you receive it, just give us a call. And it's just this cable that comes in it. Connect that to the router, to the box, plug it in, and that's it. You're done. It's not rocket. No. The router will plug into the NTD box. It's probably in the bedroom. Is it a black one? Is it in the bedroom? It's in the hallway, so it'll be a white box. A little white box, and that's probably connected to a black box. Is it already? Yeah, well, what we'll do once you receive our box, we'll get you to send a photo of the setup. Oh, come on, man. What the hell? Yeah. All right. Now, we'll know exactly what box you got there once we put the order through. I can't see it now until we put the order through first. If you, yeah, I understand. So, are we going to put the order through or? Okay, so let's put the order through. All right, let's get this done. Otherwise, I'm going to get shot. Okay, your first name is Wayne. That's Wayne, correct? What's your surname, Wayne? Langhan, not Lang High. So it's 237 to 245 Queen View Road, right? Ocean View Road, sorry. So I'm worse than you. Okay, it's two. Ocean. Was it Ocean Drive or Ocean View Road? Ocean View Road. Is that in Etta Long Beach, New South Wales? We're in Melbourne, mate. Apartment number is 302. Yep. Okay, now, do you have a. What are we looking for here? Suburbs, New South Wales. Do you have an email address? Yeah. That's double L, Langham. That's Wine, double LINHIN. See, I'll just double check it if you bloody knew too. Langham, what else? At gmail.com. That's not hard, man. That's pretty easy. Gmail.com. All right, so we got that. The best mobile contact number, is that the one I got on street? 0481? 0481 244 017. Now, license or ID, what do you use? Your license for ID, pension card or. Infinelli H for 2658 NH. But is that that's the whole number, just like that, 2658 NH, right? Oh, okay. No, we don't need that. We don't need that. The card number is there for your protection. It's got nothing to do with us. We just need the driver's license number. I'm not sure why they're asking for the card number. The card number is to avoid any sort of fraudulent activities and stuff like that. No, but that just comes off the actual driver's license number itself. You don't need the card number. That's I think it's at the back. It starts with a P or something like that. Your date of birth. Oh, holy crap! Jeez. Shit. Well, look, hey, you know my dad used to say, "Bless your soul." He goes, "Getting old is a bitch, but if you don't get there, then you're the bitch." Well, that's how it's in Italian. There's an old typical Italian saying, but if I translate it to English, that's what it means. That's it, yeah. I'll bless you, mate. That's a good age. That's a good bloody age. Now, do you want this on express post or free postage? Free postage, it takes about 3 to 4 days to receive the router. Express post, the latest you'll get it or the earliest you'll get it is Tuesday next week. Up to you. Today's Saturday, mate. Weekend, and post offices are closed. Yep. All right. All right. So I'm just going to put that, add that in. Oh, gee, you're lucky. And it's to be sent to the same address at 302 to 237/245 Ocean View Road, right? No, they'll deliver it to you, and if you're not home, and they'll leave you a note to pick it up at the post office. No. And that's you got a building manager downstairs? No, but what we do is we put obligation signature, so they can't leave it outside. Say if they call you on your, they're normally going to call you to your apartment. If there's nobody home, they can't leave it there. They have to leave it at the post office. Oh, well, then if you're not home, they'll just drop it off at the post office. That's it. They'll call you on the voice over thing that you got in the system. Yeah, they just got to put your number in, press send, and that's it. It's a basic intercom. So if you're unit 302, they'll go 302, send, and you'll hear it. You'll hear the call. So if you pick up, then they'll tell you to go downstairs and pick it up. If they can't come upstairs. If they're not here, they'll just automatically leave it at the post office and you'll get a notice saying that we've missed you. Can you please pick it up at the post office after a certain time? And that's it. Oh, well, there you go. But if they know you, you just go, hey, listen, it's my product. But you'll receive a tracking number anyway. Now, you know. Yeah, I know, you don't have to say it, mate. You don't have to say it. Oh my God. All right, let's get this done. Well, anyway, it doesn't matter. Okay. So to process this, you'll be paying for the service, a 1 month service for the router and for the non-contract. It all adds up to and the $20 shipping fee, which we'll get it out on Monday morning. So you'll receive it on either, actually, you might even receive it Monday afternoon if they pick it up early because they open at night. I'm just saying, sometimes it's happened. Well, for some reason, you receive it the next day, but if you don't, you'll definitely receive it the day after. That's not a problem. Yeah. So it all adds up to $274.90, and we have two options, either Visa or MasterCard. Which one do you want to use? What have you got? Oh, okay, debit card, but what is it, a Visa or a MasterCard? It'll have it on there. Yeah. It's the same thing. Oh, FPOS, all right. So we do FPOS, but which bank is it? So Commonwealth would rather be Commonwealth. Normally, they're a MasterCard, so they're all FPOS cards. But if you open up and get the card out, it'll have like a little logo on it. It'll say Visa or MasterCard. Okay, so well, let's just try the FPOS then. Okay, it doesn't have like Visa or MasterCard on it. All right, we'll try the FPOS, see what they say. What's the card number on that FPOS one? Yeah, that's all right. I got the Ferrari out. Five, 602, yep. 7, 9. 292. 085. 5, 4, 3, 9. Then it'll have a 19 at the end. Okay, 19. Yep. Okay, let's pick that one up. And it'll be your name on it. Card number incorrect or incompatible. What's the expiry date on it? 6/26. And the name is your name, Wayne, is it? Langham. Can you just read me out the card number again, starting with the 5602? Yep. 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 Oh, hang on, hang on. Whoa, 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 whoa. 439, was it? One nine. Okay, I'll read it back to you. 5602 7929 2085 4391 and a letter 9. It's saying that the card number is incorrect or incompatible. It's weird, though. But a key card for what? For the FPOS machine? Or just a key card for travel, maybe? Okay, so yeah, I know what you're talking about. No, that's not going to work. I know which one you're talking about. No, we need either FPOS, we need either a MasterCard or a Visa card. Yeah, what does it say on it? All right, we'll try that through the, because I know Commonwealth is normally MasterCard. So we'll just try that through the MasterCard. If not, we'll try through the Visa. Do you have the numbers on for that one? Yep. I just need 4 digit by 4 digit. So it should be 16 digits on there. Yep. 5217. 2930. And this is sounding like a MasterCard. Yep, 2586. 2961 expiry date. 0928. It's the same name, Wayne Langham. Lang. All right, cool. And at the back of it, the back of the card, you've got like a 3-digit code. 797. Yep, it looks like this one's going through. No. Where are you going? $500. No. 274. Yeah, just put 300 in there or something like that, just in case. I don't know. No, put two, it's 274. Now you're going to receive a. If your number is correct or missing, call Commonwealth Bank. Oh, the app. So okay, so that's all right. Let me know when you've done that, so I can just finish the process. Yeah, sure. Yeah. No worries. I'll put you on loudspeaker, so when it's done, just say it's done. I'll finish the process from here, put the order through, get that connected, send you out there, get the router sent out on Monday, and you'll receive it either Monday afternoon or 400% Tuesday. Beautiful, right? Once you receive the router, you call the same number. It'll give you an option for tech support. Click on the tech support option, and they'll just tell you what you need to do. You don't need a technician or anything. I will tell you once we put the order through exactly what box you got in there and what you need to do. And at the same time, when you give us a call, we'll tell you what to do anyway. Take your time, mate. No rush. I'm just going to go and grab a cup of coffee. You want one? Okay, I'll get you a cold beer. All right, no worries. Take your time. Just let me know when it's done. All right, let's get this finished. Next. Just waiting approval now. It goes through the security ID check and everything. But it's good. So that way it's all protected. All your transactions and all that is protected. How's the weather up there where you are? Sounds like the weather. What are we at? Melbourne weather, mate. Yeah. We've been having some amazing weather here in Melbourne the last year or so. But over the last month or a few weeks, it's been back to normal. And shit, Melbourne weather again. There has been a big change. Okay, the transaction has been denied. You can pay with another method, or please retry. Okay, let's just retry. Maybe because we, yeah, okay. Can I have that MasterCard number again, please? No, that's all right. Yep. 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 0928. They can't. No, that's the expiry date. What the hell, man? What's he giving me? 0928. Wayne Langham. Right. And we'll just have that 3-digit code at the back. 797. All right. And it's 274.90, so you put the right amount in, right? Okay, cool. Now, did you get a notification to your mobile phone? Normally send you a text just to confirm it's you. Oh, but did you receive a text message or anything like that? Do you have a Commonwealth Bank app? Yeah, open up the app, and that's where you're going to approve the payment. That's why I didn't go through before. You got 5 minutes, so that's what it say here. So you have you're paid $274.90 with card ending in 2961. Go to your CommBank app and tap on the notification to approve. Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, take your time. It'll just tap on the notification to a friend. Did you receive a notification from CommBank? Yeah. Yeah, approved. That's the one. Just click on approve. Okay, it's been authorized. And it's done. It's done. So your order's gone through. Let's finish now so we know exactly what box you got in that house of yours. The apartment, sorry. Where are we? So let's pick up your order. Yep, that's come through. Beautiful. Wayne Lang come through. I just need your mobile number. Oh no, sorry, I don't know. I've got it here. 0481. Oh, that's done. So, site name, Mr. Wayne. And bear with me for a second, Wayne, if you don't mind. It's not as hard. You just make it hard for yourself. It's really easy, this stuff. Well, you just prove that you can do it. You've done extremely well. I might even get you to come and work for me. I think it's just look, a lot of this it's called communication skills. Unfortunately, a lot of people, like all these big companies, they like we do it as well. We outsource our customer care center. I find that the one that we've got, their English is very good, but sometimes. Sometimes they're brand new and they just make it a little bit. Okay, here we go. Wayne. Okay, so you've got in the hallway, you've got a little white box. All right, grab your steps. There might even be a router in there. Already connected to the box, and we just got to configure it. So that could be one of the new routers. I'm not sure. That's why we've got to have it. Come and take the speaker out. You can't. Yep. Yep. Yeah. Well, that's the box. Is there, on that box, is there like a cable coming out of it on the right-hand side? That could be the fiber cable. The white one, where's that connected to? It'll probably go to another little box or something like that. Yeah. The yellow cable. Okay, that's all right. So you're going to find out that wall where it plugs into, does that go into the, how many bedrooms is your unit? Okay, so that'll probably go into the living room where the television is. So is there a router already there or not? Okay, that's all right. I'll double check because sometimes our company, they leave routers there, and because yours is being old, I'm thinking maybe it's still got the router there, the brand new one, but it hasn't got one. That's fine. You'll receive it on Monday or Tuesday.
have reached.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, don't touch it or you get electrocuted. Right. You've just received a text message. And I was wondering if you could take a photo of, you go back and take the whole photo of the whole setup. And just send it to that text message. Are you able to do that? Please, because that will help us. Normally, it'll be a what for what I'm seeing here. It should be a. Oh, hang on, but that's the. That probably might be the new micro tick. It's a. It should be a small micro tick white box. As, yeah. Has it got lights? If you go on the right-hand side, on the side of it, you should see some lights there. Is that plugged in? Is there a plug that comes from it on the wall that needs to be switched on? Yeah, but is it switched on or off? Okay. Yeah, no, that sounds like the device. Look, I'm gonna if you need to hang up and send me the photo, you can do that. And if I don't receive it within, let's say, 10 minutes, I'll give you a call. Okay, so what you do, it's very easy. You open up the what phone are you using? An iPhone, an Android phone? Okay, the iPhone 11. So go to where I've just sent you a message that says, "Hi Wayne, can you please send a photo of your network setup on the wall?" No. Don't worry, mate. We've had a lot worse than this. Well, can you imagine a lady Chinese who can't speak English and we're still getting connected? No, a text, a text. It's on your phone. Okay. Now down below that, do you see like a plus symbol? So when you click to write a, let's say you want to reply to that message, all right? Okay, if you click onto that message, click on it with your thumb or your finger. Now, do you see it? Yep. Okay, click on the plus, and camera should come up. Oh, okay, well, click on the camera. Okay, now take a photo of the box or the setup there with all the cables. Click on the camera and then just send. Well, take your time. Take your time, mate. I don't want you to get hurt, all right?
Hey, no worries. Take your time.
But take it with the text message already open. So you open up your text message, click on the camera, go click, and then press send. Oh, really? Okay. You attach, you find the photo, the two photos, it'll come up, you click up, you tab on them, and two little ticks will come up, and then you'll have the send, you'll have the send that tab, and you just send them, and that's it. You got the iPhone 11, right? So you've opened up the you can see the message, text message. Did you want to hang up and do it, and then I'll call you back or something? It might be a lot easier. Do you have your maybe your son could probably help you out to do it? Oh, because I can hear most, I can hear some background music or some background voice of a lady calling you say, Wayne, come. So what you do is you open up the text message, and you just with the text message, if you can open up the camera straight away, just take a couple of photos and then press send. That's all you got to do. Otherwise, if you want to add the photos from your the photos you've already taken, you still got to go to the text message, add the two photos by ticking on them. So you tick on them, then you complete the add, and then just send. Ah, got it, got it. Yeah, I've received it. I've received it. Got the photo. And it's that one there that's got warning on it. So that yellow cable that comes out, that's plugged into the wall, right? Okay, so that'll go to your, that should go to your living room. Well, it'll go onto the wall, but you'll have the extensions to where the television is. So let's say you go to where the television is, you should have a data outlet where you can plug another cable into that. Well, that's where you, once you receive the modem, in the actual box, you'll have a yellow cable as well, the same as that. You plug one end into the wall and the other end you, in the WAN port of the router, and then you it'll come up with a power supply. Put that into the wall, plug it into the back of the router, and just got to wait a couple of minutes. But anyway, when you get it, just give us a call. We'll just go through it together. That's not a problem. We'll get there, mate. Don't worry. We'll get there. So you've got so that black cable that goes into that white box, that's a power supply cable. That's plugged into the wall somewhere, right? And that should be the power supply, so that should be switched on. Then you've got like a very thin green cable or yellow cable, very thin one. That's the optic cable that goes to a box. You don't touch that. And that white flat shack cable, where does that go to? I only have the photo of that. I don't have the photo of the rest, so I can't see the rest. If you could do a photo of the rest, that'd be good. No, but don't do it. Do it during. Don't rush it. You know how to do it now. Just do it. Don't get hurt. Put it this way. Yeah, but I don't see where the yellow cable goes. Sorry, I don't see where that thick yellow cable goes to. I don't see where the black cable goes to, and I don't see where the white cable. I know that the green cable, the very thin one, that's the optic cable. That'll go to one of the boxes there. I know that for sure. You got next to it, you got a little digi box. That's for your TV. So that's all on. Yeah. Well, that's your connection in the where the TV is. So we know that. That's all right. All right. Anyway, once you receive the router, give us a call. We'll plug it in because we can see from our end once your service comes up or not. If it doesn't come up, means that we're not connecting it properly. There must be another way of connecting it. But if it's correct, the service will come up straight away. We'll say, okay, your service connected, and that's it. Then you'll have the Wi-Fi that you can log your devices into, and then you'll have three LAN ports where you can put a cable from the LAN port directly to your TV instead of going Wi-Fi, which would be a lot better for you. Well, you can get it once you get our router. You'll have Wi-Fi all over the place. We just got to wait for you to get it, and that's it. No worries, mate. If you receive it Monday afternoon, just give us a call. All right, Wayne, you have a good weekend and take care, and hopefully you'll win something at the race. If you get a millionaire, let me know, all right? All right, take care, brother. Cheers, mate. Bye.